It's Friday, the 6th of June. There's something wrong. It's not raining. Bye, James. To be fair, excuse the pun, it did brighten up yesterday afternoon. I didn't get much of a chance to do things yesterday, scoot up and down to Stirling and trying to patch other stuff in between and getting back down there before 5 p.m. It was just kind of one of those manic days, as it were. It would have been better had the weather been good when I came back in the first instance, in the morning. I could have got on with things, but our weather seems to have a pattern now of being absolutely stinking rotten either all day or up till about 2 or 3 in the afternoon and then brightening up, so change the clocks. But it is fine and dry this morning, though it's still very overcast. I think I've got a beehive of sorts. I can't see it behind the hut, or it may be in the hut. I haven't looked in the hut, the shed, whatever you want to call it. Because I did catch 2 bees drifting in behind the shed as I came out the door. There's loads of bees on the hardy or the dendron. The one that, or the ones that you see in proliferation. In proliferation throughout, I don't know, I guess probably throughout the UK, but in Scotland in particular, these are the rhododendrons that are hardy and spread like wildfire. Some of them are absolutely massive and they're in full bloom just now. I've only got a youngster. Hello, bee. I've only got a youngster that's on about 5.5 foot high by about 4 foot in diameter. Last year I got 3 or 4 flowers off it. This year I've got, it's covered, it's actually covered in beautiful bloom. So it's obviously got itself a foothold on the earth, as it were. It'll just grow like now, but it's in a place where I want it to really spread to cover a wee bit of bare patch. The bees are making good use of. I love the sound of bees. Isn't there something really summery about bees? Hind legs and these 2 that are here are covered in pollen. Anyway, and they're different types. One's a yellow bum, one's an orange bum. Bum, what a word. So, I'm feeling pretty good this morning. I'm feeling, yep, I have to admit to myself that I'm feeling good. Sleeping well. Generally feeling good about myself. Put those two together and I'm really in top form. Well, I was feeling good. I'm about to be depressed. Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, I think you think I'd get used to this by now, but I'd never get used to it. Go away. Go away. Or take off faster. Bypass me in 5 seconds flat. I shouldn't really complain, should I? I mean, I'll be going off in one of those next week. Well, in about 8 or 9 days' time. And I'll be in one of those cans annoying someone somewhere. Oh, that was a shrill. Taking 2 steps to the side, away from below the aerial, just in case Mr. Blackbird decides to relieve himself. I don't think he does actually, because I can see the splatter down here. Mary got caught with a splatter on Sunday. Not Sunday, on Saturday at the car boot. God, my God, that's almost a week ago. I had been away walkabout again. I came back and she was wiping herself down with her long hair. That's all she was concerned about. It was in my hair, it was in my hair. It wasn't actually, it was just down the front of her top and on the one of the tables. So of course I put my foot in it and said this stupid thing, you know. You were lucky it didn't hit you right in the head. She says, what's lucky about being crapped upon? I was just trying to look on the bright side of things. Think positively. I mean, that's like saying to a guy who's just broke his leg, that was real lucky. I mean, you could have broke both of them. I think she's giving me tea without any sweetener in it this morning. It definitely tastes... Yeah. I don't think I'll drink any more of that. Thinking about big noisy aircraft, you know that there's a little back road into Edinburgh Airport. It actually used to be I can't remember the number of the road, that road actually crossed the airport when it was known as Turnhouse Airport. It actually crossed it and they had barriers when the planes were taking off, but that was when the airport was very small, you know, there wasn't a lot of flights going out. And of course, as it got busier, they just totally fenced off the airport and ran away with it. But the wee access road, as it were, it's now called an access road, which terminates at a big security fence. Do you know that there's still people go out there yet and sit in their cars, or if it's a nice day, they'll sit on their deck chairs with their picnic gear and their binoculars and their recording stuff, and take note of all the planes coming in and out. It's just amazing. Even in this day, people are still doing that. Formerly known as geeks or anoraks, like train spotters. These were plane spotters. I remember talking to them one day. I got a whole insight into stuff that I didn't know. These guys could tell you, we're not just men. They could tell you so much about the plane that was landing, its unladen weights, laden weights, well, all the details, basically. When it was first came onto the scene, and it's amazing stuff. Not for me, but for them. There you go, everyone's got an interest. So there's a positive side to aeroplanes. Now, that's more peaceful. Please let there be a long... Well, I'll need another minute or two. In fact, I could go just now, because I'm talking rubbish. That's much nicer.